And the pasuk continues, Sheni, Eile, these creations that were mentioned earlier, Toldos Hashamayim v'Haoretz b'Hibara, these are the products of the heaven and the earth when they were created. When were these products, these Toldos, created? B'Yom Asois Hashem Elokim Eretz v'Shamayim. On the day Hashem Elokim created land and heaven, on the first day when He created Shamayim v'Oretz, that's when He created also the Toldos Shamayim v'Oretz. This is what we really mentioned earlier on day 4 and on day 6. On day 4 we mentioned that the Ma'oros, the sun and the moon, were really created on day number 1. It was just brought out into the sky on day 4. And similarly, the Chayos of day number 6 were created on day number 1, Rashi says, and were just brought out to this world on day number 6. Over here also, the Pasuk is telling us the same idea. Frek the Sifse Chachamim. Why do we need two psukim to say the same idea? Earlier, Rashi learned this out from the pasuk, Bereishis Bara Elokim, Eis HaShamayim VeEis HaOretz. The extra word Eis teaches us that besides for the Shamayim VeOretz that were created on day one, so were the Toldos created on day one. So why do we need this pasuk to tell us the same idea? On that he answers, if we would just have the pasuk of Eis HaShamayim VeEis HaOretz, I would think that there was a separate amira for each creation. The Shemayim would have one amira, and the Toldos HaShemayim a second amira. And same thing for the Oretz and the Toldos Oretz, two separate amiras. This pasuk is telling us that they were all created with one amira, the Shemayim and the Toldos Seha with one amira, and the Oretz the Toldos Seha with one amira. That's why we need two psukim. Rashi says a second shot in the Loshin HaShemayim VaOretz Bihi Barav. Because the pasuk says, "Ki beka Hashem tzur olamim," with the letters ka, yud ke, Hashem created two worlds, olam hazeh and olam haba. Olam hazeh was created with the letter hey, and olam haba with the letter yud. That is what the pasuk is saying over here. Hashamayim v'haoretz, which is olam hazeh, behei baram, were created with the letter hey. Another diak there is in this pasuk is why the pasuk starts off with the lashon shamayim and then oretz, but at the end of the pasuk it says eretz vishamayim. And the Goyin answers that of course shamayim should come first because shamayim is on a higher level of kedusha than oretz. The reason why the pasuk ends off eretz vishamayim is because this pasuk is discussing the toldos of the shamayim v'oretz, and concerning the toldos, the Toldos HaOretz are written specifically in the Pasuk. Chayos, Oifos, grasses, trees, these are all Toldos that are written beferish in the Pasuk. Masha Enkein, the Toldos HaShamayim, namely the Malachim, is only hinted at in the Pasuk. Therefore, concerning the Toldos, the Torah mentions first Eretz, which the Toldos are mentioned beferish, and then Shamayim. Now the Pasuk goes back to day number 6, and discusses the creation of Adam HaRishon. And the pasuk says, V'cholsiach hasodeh, and every tree of the field, terem yiyah ba'oretz, was still not on the earth. V'chol esev hasodeh terem yitzmoch, and every grass still did not grow. Ki lo himter Hashem Elokim al ha'oretz, because Hashem Elokim, which means Hashem, who is the ruler, did not cause it to rain on the ground. Why didn't he cause it to rain? The Adam ayin la'avodes ha'adamah. There was no human being to appreciate the rain, to work the earth. The pasuk is saying that although on day 3 we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the fruits, the vegetables, and all the grasses, but it did not grow. It stayed al pesach hakarka, on the opening of the ground. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want it to grow yet because he did not cause rain to fall. Why didn't he cause rain to fall? Because there was no human being on the world to appreciate the rain and to daven for rain. He waited until after he created Adam HaRishon, and when Adam saw that there was no rain, he davened for the rain, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused it to rain and everything started to grow. From here we see a Musar Haskel, that there is a lot of chesed and a lot of good that Hashem is waiting to give us. He is just waiting for us to daven for this thing, and then He will give it to us very quickly. All Hashem wants is the tefillah of the Bnei Yisrael. And the pasuk continues, Ve'ed yalem in ha'oretz, concerning the creation of Adam HaRishon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused a cloud to come up from the ground, v'hishka es kolpnei ha'adama, and it irrigated the face of the earth. Just like a gavel, a kneader, that moistens the dough in order to knead it, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu moistened the ground in order to form Adam HaRishon. V'yitzar Hashem Elokim es ha'adam, and Hashem Elokim created the Adam. It says a lashon v'yitzar with two yuds, because in essence there were two creations, a creation for Olam Hazeh, and also a creation that Adam should live by Tchiyas HaMeisim. A behema does not get up by Tchiyas HaMeisim, and therefore in Pasuk Yud Tes, when it says Vayitzer concerning the behemos, it only says it with one yud. Afar min ha'adamah, he created the Adam, soil from the ground. And Rashi says two pshatim in min ha'adamah. The first pshat is that he created Adam from soil from every part of the world. This way, when Adam will die and he will be buried in the ground, any place he will be buried will be koilet him, will accept him, because Adam was created from a piece of dirt from everywhere. A second shot is Afar min ha'adama means from the Mizbeach ha'adama. The Mizbeach was filled up b'shas chaniyason at the time of its encampment with earth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took some earth from this Mizbeach and created Adam HaRishon. Since Adam was created with the Yetzer Hara, he needed to be created with a kapara, with a forgiveness. And the way to create him with a kapara is to create him from the earth of the Mizbeach. Vayipach be'apov nishmas chayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew in his nostrils a neshama of life. Adam was created min ha'elyonim u'min ha'tachtonim. He had a guf, a body, min ha'tachtonim, but a neshama min ha'elyonim. Vayihi ha'adam l'nefesh chayim, and Adam was for a living soul. He is greater than other nefesh chaya, greater than behema, chaya v'oif, that are also called nefesh chaya, because Adam was nitoisef, day of a dibor. He had one mila over them. He can speak and has knowledge. Vayita Hashem Elokim gan ve'eden mikedem, and Hashem Elokim planted a garden in Eden. Mikedem, on the east side of Eden, was the gan. Vayosen shom es ha'odom asher yotzar, and he placed there the Adam that he created. Vayatzmach Hashem Elokim min ha'adamo, and Hashem Elokim caused to grow from the earth kol eitz nechmad lemara v'tov lemachol, every tree that was pleasing to the sight, v'tov lemachol, and good for food. Ve'eitz ha'chayim b'soich ha'gon, and there was a tree of life in the middle of the garden. Ve'eitz ha'das tov v'ro, and a tree of knowledge of good and bad. And this all took place in Gan Eden, in the Garden of Eden, which was on the east side of Eden. V'nahor yoytze me'eden, and there was a river that went out from Gan Eden, l'hashkei sasagon, to irrigate the garden. U'misham yiporet, and from there it separated, v'hayo l'arbo'o roshim, and it divided into four parts. Shemo echot pishoin, one part, one river, was called Pishon, which is known today as the Nile. It was called Pishon either because Pishon is a lashon of multiplying, and since the Nile River overflows and irrigates Egypt, therefore it is called Pishon. A second shot is because of the Pishton that grows along the Nile, the flax. That is the lashon of Pishon al shem Pishton. Hu asoyver es kol eretz ha'chavila asher shom azov. The Nile goes around the land of Chavila, where the gold is. Uzahav ha'oretz ahi toiv, and the gold of this land is good. Sham ha'bedoilach, over there is the crystal. Ve'even ha'shoyam, and the shoyam stone. V'shem ha'nahor ha'sheni Gichon, the second river was called Gichon. Gichon is a lashon of roaring, because it was a very strong and ferocious river. Hu ha'sevev eis kol eretz Kush. This Gichon went around the land of Kush. V'shem ha'nahor ha'shalishi Chidekel. The name of the third river was Chidekel. Chidekel is known today as the Tigris. The Lashon Chidekel, Rashi explains, means Chad, the waters are sharp in its taste, and Kal, light to the body who drinks it. Ayin Rashi in Brachas, Daf Nun Tes Amid Beis. Hu ha'hoylech kidmas Ashur. It goes to the east of Ashur. Even though Ashur was not born yet, and so too in the pasuk before, Cush was also not born yet. So how does the Pasuk say that it goes around Cush and goes east of Ashur? The Pasuk is written Al Shem Ba'asid. In the future, the area where this river goes around will be around Cush and east of Ashur. V'hanahar haravi hu Paras. And the fourth river is known as Paras. Paras today is the Euphrates River. It is called Paras because the Lashon Paras is a Lashon of Parin. It multiplies, as Rashi says in Bechoris Daf Nun Hei Amid Beis, that the waters of the Euphrates increase even without rainwater through springs underneath the river. Also, Rashi says that these waters are healthy waters and cause a person to remain healthy. The reason why the Pasuk says Hu Paras by the fourth river, as opposed to the other three where it doesn't say Hu Gichoin, Hu Pishoin, and Hu Chidekel, Rashi explains, since this fourth river Paras is the most important of all four, because it is attached to Eretz Yisrael and is used as one of the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. The northern boundary, the northern border of Eretz Yisrael is Nahar Paras. One has to wonder how all these four rivers attached in one place in Gan Eden. If it is true that Pishon is the Nile, Chidekel is the Tigris, and Paras is the Euphrates, this doesn't really make any sense. Because firstly, the Tigris and the Euphrates flow from north to south, as opposed to the Nile, which flows from south to north. Secondly, the Tigris and Euphrates are located in the area of Iraq and Iran, as opposed to the Nile River, which is located in Egypt and in northern Africa. How would these three rivers attach in one place? Ayin Ramban Ibn Ezra, and also in the Hirsch Chumash that discusses this issue. Vayikach Hashem Elokim es Adam, and Hashem Elokim took Adam, vayanicheu v'gan Eden, and he placed him in Gan Eden, le'ovda u'leshamra, to work the land and to watch it. As Ibn Ezra and Chizkuni explain, le'ovda, to work the land, means to irrigate it, u'leshamra, means to watch it, that chayes don't enter Gan Eden. And even though the Pasuk before said already that Adam was placed in Gan Eden, as it says in Pasuk Ches, Vayosin Shom Es Adam Asher Yotzar, that Pasuk was a general statement. Over here the Pasuk is going more into detail of what Adam did in Gan Eden. Vayitzav Hashem Elokim Al Adam Lemor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded the Adam saying, Mikoil Eitz HaGon Ochel Techel, from all the fruit of the garden you may eat, but from the tree of knowledge you may not eat from it, ki because b'yom acholcha mimenu mois tamus, on the day you will eat from it you shall surely die. The simple meaning of the pasuk would be the day you eat from it right away Adam should die, but that was not the case. We know Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas and did not die immediately. He lived 930 years. Ramban and the Vilna Gaon and Yonasan ben Uziel all learn the pshat in b'yom acholcha mimenu mois tamus means the day you will eat from it, you will be mechuyev misa. Before Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas, there was no misa in the world. And when he ate from the Eitz Hadas, he caused misa to be a fact in the world. And therefore Adam died after 930 years. Vayomer Hashem Elokim, and Hashem Elokim said, Lo toiv heyos ha'adam levadoi, it is not good for a person to be alone. As Rashi explains, if there would be just one person in the world, the Briyos would say that there are two authorities in the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the ruler Ba'elyonim, and Adam, who is the ruler B'tachtonim. Therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it is not good for Adam to be alone. Esalei Ezer Kenegdai, let me make a mate for him. This way there will be two people below, and there won't be a Yachid B'tachtonim. What does it mean, Ezer Kenegdai? Ezer means a help, Kenegdai means against him. These two words seem to be contradictory. And Rashi explains, Zocha, if a person is fortunate, Ezer, then his wife is an Ezer, a help for him. But if he is not fortunate, Kenegdai, she is against him. That is the way Rashi learns the Pasuk. The Sephorna learns, Loitoiv heyois ha'odom levadai means, it is not good for a person to be alone in order to reach a high madrega of being a tzelem elokim. Because if he's alone, he has to be busy with all these mundane tasks and all these worldly matters. The Pasuk is saying, Esaloi Ezer Kenegdai, I will make for him a Ezer Kenegde, a wife who can take care of these needs in order that he can be Isaac Betara. Ayin Sifurno. Vayitzar Hashem Elokim min ha'adama, and Hashem Elokim created from the earth, kol chayas ha'sodeh, all the beasts of the field, ve'ez kol oif ha'shamayim, and every bird in the heaven. Vayove elo Adam liros mayikraloi, and he brought them to Adam to see what the Adam will call him. V'chayla sheyikraloi ha'adam nefesh chaya hu shemay. As Rashi says, you have to turn around the words. V'chayl nefesh chaya, and every nefesh chaya, asher yikraloi ha'adam, that the Adam will call this Nefesh Chaya a name. Hu Shemai, this will be his name forever. And Rashi explains, why does the Pasuk have to say again the creation of the Chaya and Oif after it was already stated the creation of Oif on day number 5 and the creation of Chaya on day number 6? And Rashi says, concerning the Chaya, the Pasuk is telling us that on the day he was created, he was brought to Adam to be named. And concerning the Oif, the Pasuk is telling us that the Oifois were created from mud, because the Pasuk earlier is mashma that Adam, that Oifois were created from water. Like the Pasuk says in Perik Aleph Pasuk Chaf, Yishritu ha-mayim sheret nefesh chaya ve-oif. It says mayim next to oif to teach us that oif was created from water. And over here it says min ho-adama, that he was created from earth. So we put the two together, water and earth together, which is mud, to create the Oifos. The Hemek Davar is Medayik. The Netziv is Medayik. Why aren't Behemois mentioned in this Pasuk? It says Chayos and Oif. It does not mention Behemo. And the answer is, of course, the Behemois were also named by Adam HaRishon. The reason why it is not mentioned is because the Pasuk says, Vayove el Adam. These that are mentioned in the Pasuk were brought to Adam. The Chayos, which live on all ends of the earth, and the Oifos that fly in the sky, they had to be brought to Adam to be named. Mashenken, the Behemos that live in farms and live around where people are, those did not have to be brought to Adam. That is why it is not mentioned in the Pasuk. Another diak is, what happened to the fish? Who named the fish? We don't see fish mentioned in this Pasuk either. And if you look at Taisvis in Chulin, Daf Samach Vav Amid Beis Divrei HaMaskel Koil, he discusses whether Adam did in actuality name the fish or not. On the tzad that he did name the fish, he wants to learn it out of this pasuk that says V'choil Asher Yikra Lo HaAdam. What is the pasuk coming to be marbe to include when it says V'choil? He answers, maybe it is coming to include that he also named the fish. Now let us go back on the Rashi's inside. Zok Rashi Pasuk Dalet. Ele ha'amurim lamalo, these creations that were mentioned earlier, toldos hashamayim va'oretz bihi boram b'yom asoyis Hashem, l'lamedcha, this teaches you shekulam nivra'u barishon, they were all created on the first day. That is the way you read the pasuk. These are the products of the heaven and earth when they were created. When were they created? B'yom asoyis Hashem alikim eretz v'shamayim, on the day that Hashem created eretz v'shamayim, which was day number 1, he also created the toldos shamayim va'oretz. Davar acher bihi boram Behei Baram, he created them with a hay. Shenemar, like the pasuk says in Yeshaya, Bekoh Hashem Tzorei Lamim, Bebeiz Oisiyos Halalu, with these two letters, Yud and Hey, Shel Shem of Hashem's name, Yotar Shnei Oilamim, he created two worlds, Oilam Hazeh and Oilam Habo. Ulamed Chakan, Sheha Oilam Hazeh Nivro Behei. The pasuk is telling us over here that this world was created with a hay. As Rashi says in the parentheses, Remez, it is a hint, K'moshe hei p'sucha l'mato, just like a hay is opened on bottom, Kach ha'olam p'suach l'shavim, so is the world opened for shavim b'tshuva, people who want to return and do tshuva. V'olam ha'bo nivra b'yud, and the world to come was created with a yud, loymer, to say, she'tzadikim she'ba'oisei zman mu'atim, the tzadikim at that time in olam ha'bo will be very few, k'mo yud she'ikitana b'oisei'os, just like a yud that is the smallest of the letters. And it is also coming to hint, remez, sheyerdu harishorim lamata, the rishorim will go down, liroi shachas, to see their doom, kehei zois, like this hay, shesesuma mikol tzadeho, that is closed on all sides, upisucha, but opened lamata on bottom, laredes derech sham, to fall down through that opening. So according to Rashi, there seems to be two reasons why olam hazeh is similar to a hay and created with a hay. Since the hay is opened on the bottom, the Rishayim will fall through that opening Leroy Shachas, to see their doom, and also the Bali Tshuva have the opening to do Tshuva. But this in essence is very schwer, because if we are looking for a letter that is closed on all sides and opened on one, a better letter to pick would be a Ches, not a Hey. And if you look in the Gemara in Menachos, Daf Chav Tes Amid Beis, the pshat that is said over there makes more sense why a Hey is used. Over there he says that the opening on the bottom of the Hey is where the Rishoyim will fall down to their doom. But on the left side there is another opening by the Hey. There is a small leg and an opening between the small part of the leg and the top of the Hey. And that is for the Bali Tshuva to do Tshuva. And the Gemara asks, why can't the Bali Tshuva do Tshuva through the same hole where the Rishoyim are falling down? And he answers, because a person cannot do Tshuva so easily. He must pull himself and bend himself backwards to the other extreme in order to do Tshuva. He can't come out through the same hole he fell into. Therefore, another opening was made for the Bali Tshuva. That is why the Marsha explains the Gemara in Menachos Daf Chav Tes. So according to that, it is very good why a Hey is used, because we need an opening on the bottom for the Rishoyim and an opening on top for the Bali Tshuva. But according to the way the Rashi is stated here, in the parentheses, a Ches would have been the better letter to use. And Rashi continues, Terem Yieh Ba'oretz, Kol Terem Shebimikra Loshen Ad Loihu. The word Terem means still did not. The trees of the field still did not come onto the earth. The grasses of the field still did not grow. Ve'enoi loshen koidim, it does not mean before. Ve'enoi nifal, and it is not a verb, loimar, to say hitrim, kasha yomer hiktim. If the word terem was the same as koidim, you would be able to say hitrim, just like you say hiktim. But the two words are not similar. Ve'zeh mochiach, and this pasuk is a proof. Because if you look at the pasuk, you cannot translate the pasuk terem over here meaning before. The pasuk would not read right. V'chol siyach asode, and every tree terem yiyah ba'aretz, before it was on the earth. V'chol esav asode, and every grass terem yitzmach, before it grew, ki because. It does not make sense. But rather it means that the trees and the grass still were not on the earth. Why? Because Hashem did not cause it to rain. Va'oid acher, there is another raya in Shemois. The pasuk says, "Ki terem tirun," because you still did not fear. Adayin lo tirun, you still did not fear Hashem. Va'afzeh, and also this word terem in our pasuk, tefaresh, you shall explain. Adayin lo hoya ba'aretz, still was not on the earth. Kishenigmar b'riyas ha'olam b'shishi, when the creation of the world was finished on the sixth day, koidim shenivra ha'adam, before Adam was created, v'chol esav asod adayin lo tzomach, and all the grasses of the field still did not grow. U'megimel shekosav, and on the third day that it is written, v'atoyte, and the earth brought forth every vegetation, lo yotzu, it did not come out on the third day. Elo al pesach karka omdu ad yom vav, it remained at the opening of the ground until the sixth day. V'lomo, and why did it not come forth on the third day? Ki lo himtir, because Hashem did not cause it to rain. Umatam lo himtir, why did Hashem not cause it to rain? Lefi she'odom ayin lavoid es ha'adomo, because there was no Adam to work the ground. Ve'in makir b'tevosan shel geshamim, there was nobody to recognize the goodness of the rain. U'kishiba Adam, and when Adam came along, v'yoda sheim sarich la'olam, and he knew that there was a need and a necessity for rainwater on the earth. Hispalal aleihem v'yardu, he davened and they came down. V'tzamchu ha'olanos v'hadashoyim, and the trees and the vegetation grew. Hashem Elokim, Hashem hu shemai, Hashem is his name. Elokim shehu shalit v'shoifet al kol ha'olam. Elokim means he is a ruler and judge over the world. So Hashem means Hashem Shehu Elokim. V'chein pirish b'chol makom, and this is the explanation in every place in this parsha and all over it, that it says Hashem Elokim. Lefi pshuta, according to the simple meaning, Hashem Shehu Elokim, Hashem who is the ruler. And the reason why Rashi did not say this in Pasuk Dalet, where there also it says Hashem Elokim, is because those words Hashem Elokim were used to tell us that when Hashem created the Shemayim Va'oretz, Hashem was Makdim Midas Harachamim L'Midas Hadin. Hashem, which is Midas Harachamim Elikim, which is Midas Hadin, as Rashi says in the beginning of the Parsha. But over here, it is not coming to teach us that. So here Rashi says that it is coming to say Hashem Shehu Ha'elikim. The Adial is a Rashi. Le'inin Briyosei Shel Adam Hele HaTohoim. Concerning the creation of Adam Arishoin, the depths brought up a cloud, Vehishkan on him, and irrigated the clouds, Lishrois Ha'ofer, to saturate the soil, Venivra Adam, and Adam was created. Kigavol Zeh, like this neater, Shenoisein Mayim, that places water, Va'achrakach Losh Esa Isa, and afterwards kneads the dough. Afkan Vehishka, here also he irrigated the earth, Va'achrakach Vayitzer, and afterwards he created Adam. Vayitzer Zakrashi with two yuds, Shte Yitzirois, two creations, Yitzira Lo'il Mazev, Yitzira Lo'tchias HaMesim, one creation for this world and one creation for the world of Tchias HaMesim. Avo bebehema she'eno emedes ladin, but by a behema that does not stand for judgment and does not get up by Tchias HaMesim, le'nichtav b'yitziros o'shnei yudin, in Pasuk Yutes, it is not written with two yuds. Afor min ho'adomo, Zakrashi tzavar aforei mikol ho'adomo, he gathered its earth, its soil, from all around the world, me'ava ruchais, from all four corners of the world, shebachal mokem sheyomus sham, any place where he will die, te'kol tasa l'shvua l'kvura, the earth will accept him for burial. Davaracher notal aforei mimokem shenemar boy mizbeach adoma tasali, he took the soil from the place where the pasuk says, you shall make a mizbeach adoma for me. He created him from the earth of the mizbeach. Halavai tehele kapara. Halavai, Adam will have an atonement, the yuchalamoid, and he will be able to withstand and live in this world. Vayipach ba'apov, and he blew in his nostrils a neshama. Asoi min hatachtoinim umin ha'yoinim, he made him from the lower realms and also from the upper realms. Guf min hatachtoinim, his body was from the tachtoinim. Uneshama min ha'yoinim. On the first day, Nivro Shemayim Va'oretz, the heaven and the earth were created. Shemayim is Alyonim, Oretz is Tachtoinim. B'sheni Bara Rokia Lo Alyonim. On the second day, Rokia was created Lo Alyonim. So there's one extra now for the Alyonim. B'shlishi Seiroi Hayabosho Lo Tachtoinim. On the third day, the dry land was created for the Tachtoinim. So now we're equal. Baravi Bara Ma'oretz Lo Alyonim. He created the luminaries for the Elyonim. So now Elyonim has one more. Bachamishi Yishritzu Hamayim L'Tachtoinim. The fish were created for the Tachtoinim. So now we are equal going into the sixth day. Huzkach B'shishi Livrois Boy Me Elyonim Umi Tachtoinim. It was necessary to create on the sixth day something from Elyonim and Tachtoinim. Ve'im Lav Yeshkina B'masav Bereishis. Were it not so, there would be jealousy in the creation. Sheyiu Elu Rabim Al Elu B'briyas Yom Echon. One will be more than the other one with one day's creation. Therefore, they both have to be equal, and on the sixth day, we needed something from Shemayim and Oretz. So the Neshama was from the Shemayim, the Elyonim. L'nefesh Chaya, af behema v'chaya nikro nefesh chaya. A behema and chaya are also called a nefesh chaya. Ach zu shel odom chaya shebechulam. This nefesh chaya concerning Adam is more alive than all of them. Sheni toisif boy day of a dibur. It was added to him knowledge and speech, and that's why it says vayehi ha Adam lenefesh chaya. Adam is more nefesh chaya than behemoths. And he planted a gan be'eden mikedem. B'mizrochei shel Eden, on the east side of Eden, nota es agan, he planted the gan, the garden. V'mtayma harei kvar nemar vayivro es Adam. Maybe you'll ask that the pasuk earlier already discussed the creation of Adam, so why is it saying it again over here? For isi bibraisus bibraisa shel Rabbi Eliezer ben Shaul b'Yisrael Galili. I saw in the braisa of Rabbi Eliezer, the son of Rabbi Yisrael Galili, milamid beis midos she'atara nidreshes, the 32 rules that the Torah is expounded upon with. V'zu achas mehem, one of them is klal shel achra of maisa, a generality that is followed by a narrative. Hu pratoi shel rishon, that is the detail of the general statement. Vayivra es ha'odom zehu klal. Vayivra es ha'odom earlier was the general statement. Sasam briyasai, It is vague concerning his creation. Mehechan, where he was created from. Usasa Maisav, it doesn't say much about his actions and what he did. Chazar upirish vayitzer Hashem Elokim. The pasuk repeats again the creation of Adam in more detail. Vayatzmach lagan Eden, and he grew for him a garden in Eden. Vayanicheu began Eden, and he placed him in Gan Eden. Vayipoil al olof tardemo, and he fell asleep, and he created Chava from him. Hashemea sovor shu maisa acher. One who reads it might think that this is a separate story. Ve'enoi ela prata shel rishon. It is only the details of the first narrative. Ve'chein eitzel ha-behemo. And so too further on concerning the behemo in Pasuk Yutes. Chazar v'kosav v'yitur Hashem. It repeats again that Hashem created the behemo and oif min ha-adamo. Kol chayas ha-sodeh. Kidei lefarish, in order to explain v'yove elo adam likro Hashem, to tell you on the day that the chaya was created, Adam named them. Ulalamid, and also to teach you, ala oifois shenevro minak rakak, that the birds were created not only from water, as stated earlier, but also from earth, earth and water together, from mud. Vayatzmach, and Hashem caused to grow, leina ganakos medaber, concerning Gan Eden, Hashem caused to grow all pleasing fruits and good tasting fruits. Besech hagan, in the middle of the gan, ba'emsa hagan, was the Eitz HaChayim. And from the gan, there was an Ahar that separated it into four rivers. Pishon, Hunilos, it's the Nile. Nahar Mitzrayim, the river of Mitzrayim. Val Shem Shem, Meimav Misparchim, because its waters are blessed. V'oilin u'mashkin etz ha'oretz, and it overflows and irrigates the land of Egypt. Nikra Pishon, it is called Pishon, a lashon of plenty. K'moy u'fashu parashav, his horsemen are many. Davar acher Pishon, shu'megadl Pishon, because near the Nile, flax is grown. Shenemar Eitzel Mitzrayim uboishu oivdei pishtim, and the ones who work with flax were embarrassed. Gichon shoyholech v'huma. This river was called Gichon because it roared. Vehem yase gedoyla ma'oid. Its roar is very great. Kamoi v'chiyigach, and when an ox will gore, shemenageach v'holech v'huma, it gores and roars. So too, this river is a very loud and roaring river. The third river was Chidekel shememav chadin. Its waters are sharp in its taste, the kalin and light to the body. As Rashi says in Brachas, Daf Nun Tes, Amud Beis. Pros, the fourth river was Pros, Shemeimav Parin Veravin. Its waters multiply. As Rashi in Bechoris Nun Hei Amud Beis explains, that its waters multiply and become more even without rainwater because of the springs underneath. Umavir Nesa Adam, and also make a person healthy. Cush and Ashur adayin loyhoyu. Cush and Ashur were not even born, so how can we have names of lands named after them? The Kosav HaMikra al Shem HaOsid. The pasuk is written al Shem the Osid, the future, when they will be born, these rivers will go around Cush and east of Ashur. Kidmas Ashur l'mizrachi shel Ashur. Chidekel goes to the east of Ashur. Hupras. Why does it say who by this river more than the rest of them? Hachoshev al kulam, because the Euphrates was the most important of all four rivers. Hanizkar al shem Eretz Yisrael, because it is mentioned as one of the borders of Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi, Vayikach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Adam. It does not mean he physically took Adam, but rather Lakchai b'dvarim noim. He took him with pleasant words, Upitehu likones, and persuaded him to enter the Gan Eden. And Rashi in many places throughout Chumash says, when it comes to taking a person, it does not mean literally and physically taking the person, but rather persuading him. Rashi continues, Leitoiv heyoysa adam levadai, shalayomru shtei rishuyesein. The creatures should not say that there are two authorities in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'elyonim yachid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the yachid in the elyonim. Ve'ein lo zug, and he does not have a mate. Ve'zeh b'tachtoinim ve'ein lo zug. And this one is the ruler and the authority in the tachtoinim, in the lower realms. Ve'ein lo zug, and he has no zug. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made an isha for him. This way there will be two in the tachtoinim. Ezer k'negdoi. L'chayra, this is a stira. How can it be a help and something opposite him? Zacha, Ezer, if he's fortunate, then his wife will be an Ezer, a help. Loizacha, if he is not fortunate, Kenegdoi lehilochem, she will be opposite him to fight against him. And Rashi continues, Vayitzer, he created the Chaya and the Oif min ha'adomo. He Yitzira, he Asiya ha'amura l'mala. This creation is the same Asiya that is mentioned earlier by Yasal Ekimis Chayas Ha'oretz, when Hashem made the Chayas Ha'oretz on day number 6. Elabo Pirish, it is coming to explain over here, Sheha'oifois nivro min harakak, that the Oifois were created from mud, the Vishama l'mala min amayim nivro, earlier, by day number 5, it says they were created from water. And over here it says that they were created from earth. So therefore we put the two together and say they were the Oifos were created from mud. And also to teach you, Kan, over here, at the time of their creation, on day 6, miyad, on that day they were brought to Adam Arishain to be called their names. And in the words of the Agoda, Yitzirazu Lashon Ridui, the word Vayitzer does not mean he created, but rather a Lashon of ruling, Yechibosh, and capturing. Kimoi Kisatzor Eloir, it comes from the word Kisatzor, which means to ambush the city. Shekavshon Tachas Yodei Shel Adam, the animals, the fish, the birds, and the chayes will be subdued under the rulership of a person. Vayitzer kochayes hasodeh. All the chayes hasodeh will be captured and ruled by Adam. Rashi says the words have to be turned around in the pasuk. Sarseu uporsheu. Change the order and explain it. Kol nefesh chaya. Every nefesh chaya asher yikrulei ha'odom shame, that the Adam will call it a name. Hu shemai la'olam, this will be its name forever.